Bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otetuhi. And now, today's word.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Living Word. I am Portia Gabo. I am not your usual host, but today we are here to discuss Greater Works Conference 2023, which begins July 31 to August 4, 2023. A time for God's people to gather in His presence for greater works to manifest in our lives. Today, I'm here to do this discussion with the General Overseer of the International Central Gospel Church, as well as conference host, Pastor Mensah Otetuhi. Pastor Otetuhi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's an honor to be interviewed by you, Portia.
Thank you so much. Let's begin with Greater Works Conference 2023. What's been the impact of the conference, not just spiritually, but also earthly in the lives of individuals as well as the church?
I mean, every effort we make as a church to preach, to reach out to people, is ultimately to give glory to God. But in the immediate, to see people benefit, people's lives transformed. People have something to help them deal with the issues of life. So Greater Works is designed to be a blessing at the end of the day for the individual who attends. And that's why it's preceded by 40 days of power, where we fast and pray for 40 days and then start the conference. So there is a spiritual atmosphere created for the conference to begin. The conference itself has a lot of preaching, and we bring in speakers who can speak relevant words to people and where they are. And historically, people have testified that their lives have become far better off after attending a conference of this nature.
And not just spiritually, but also earthly.
Yes, because the spiritual help translates into an earthly benefit, because eventually the human being has to go out into his world and deal with life and deal with the challenges of life and all of that. And how do you deal with those things when life is hitting you so hard? And you need a perspective, you need an assurance, you need confidence, you need faith to deal with all of these things. So all of that comes together during the conference to enable people to manage their lives better.
Over the years, the best version of Greater Works Conference has always been the next version. And it's indicating that God wants us to forget about the former things and concentrate on the new things that He's about to do in this new season. How do we perceive and behold the new things that God is about to do in this new season of Greater Works?
Well, you said it rightly. Just as a church, we are forward-looking. And no matter what has been achieved, and no matter what is termed as successful, once it's gone, it's gone. And you can't live in on past glory, and you can't say it used to be. You have to always deal with what is and what is yet to come. And so anytime we organize any event, Greater Works being one of them, we try to do the best for the moment. But once it's done, and you move on to the next, and you seek that the next will be better. Because human beings live an ever-improving life. And because we live an ever-improving life, what we are today must be a better version of who we were yesterday. And what we will be tomorrow must be a better version of who we are today. So in terms of prayer and the spiritual input and the planning and the organization, everything is always scaled up for the next event. And because we expect that it should be a greater blessing to God's people. So much goes into every event, and every time we start by improving on what we did the previous year.
That's why it's always bigger, better, as well as greater.
Yes, yes.
One of the heartbeats of Greater Works Conference and central themes has been that of Africa and its prosperity. Some are saying that it will even take 250 years for Africa to catch up with development. Others are also saying Africa's best years were in the past. But for us, the descendants, the remnant, how will Greater Works empower us to leave a transgenerational legacy?
Well, part of my life focus and ministry focus has been committed to African Renaissance, African emancipation, African development. And it's very simple. I'm an African. I'm not American. I'm not British. I'm not Asian. And so if I'm going to seek the welfare of a people, it's going to be the people that I was born into, the community I was born into. And so that has been a recurrent focus and theme since in my adult life, and especially as a pastor. And that, of course, transfers into the church and into the conference. So the conference is very Pan-Africanist in outlook, in its messaging, in its aspirations, in its inspiration, in its encouragement. And of course, we all know that the African condition can be quite depressing. And it's a condition that you can feel quite lost in and want to give up on. It's very easy to give up. Giving up is the easiest thing to do in life. Mm-hmm. Holding on and pushing forward is the hardest thing. And we choose the hardest mm-hmm. thing. We choose to believe that although Africa seems to be embroiled in a quagmire of self-sabotage, we can move beyond that. Mm-hmm. And so we must speak to that, and we must work towards that, and we must keep pushing ourselves and our community and the church and, of course, the larger African community to be more intentional of its way out. And so there will be a lot said and done to get this message across.
So the best part of Africa is its future.
It has to be the best part of everybody. It has to be the best part of everything. Should be its future. It's sad for somebody to talk about the good old days and it used to be the best and we used to be better. That means that not only have you stagnated, but you have actually retrogressed if your best days are behind you. So I choose to believe that our best days are now and in the future. And that's my perspective. And in spite of all the various situations we have that can be quite depressing, I choose not to be depressed. And I choose to be very hopeful about Africa's future. Once we're giving birth to children and children are being born, they represent hope, and we must inspire them. Even if they fail, the next generation must be better. We have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until we get there.
This year has been our year of gathering. How does this theme relate and connect to Greater Works Conference 2023?
As you know, the theme of gathering is based on Jesus multiplying 5 loaves of bread to feed 5,000 people and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people. And after they had eaten, people had left, Jesus told his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing will be lost. Many times in abundance, we become careless. And so we let things just go. And this year we've been focusing on how to harness things and how to bring things together. It may be fragments, they may be little things, they may not seem to be much, but we need to bring them together. And in the story that is told in John chapter 6, They were able to gather into 12 baskets. So we believe that if we gather even the fragments and even the pieces, we can do many great things with them, and we can fill many baskets. So the theme of Greater Works will follow that spirit, and we hope that people will leave inspired that even the little they have can achieve something great for God.
And in ensuring that nothing is lost, it also means that reaching out to those who are not also Christians, those in the wilderness, those who have not yet given their lives to Jesus Christ.
That no one be lost. First, you know, it talks about lives that have been lost to sin and to all kinds of evil influences, and trying to draw people to the centrality of Jesus Christ and his rule over our lives and his guidance and direction over our lives. And yes, we don't want people to be lost. We don't want people's resources to be lost. We don't want marriages to be lost. We don't want health to be lost. We want everything to be gathered so that Christ will reign supreme in our lives.
For many attendees of this conference, they're waiting for a word in season. They're waiting for that atmosphere to be created, for that little idea to drop in their minds and in their spirits to also give birth to great things, for them to manifest greater works. Tell us about the speakers. What should we expect from them?
We have tended to keep the same speakers over the years. I tend to be a very focused person. So when I set on a path, I try to prosecute the path. And so our speakers have been the same for decades. We have Pastor Matthew Ashimolo, originally from Nigeria, now in Great Britain. We have Bishop Tudor Bismarck from Zimbabwe, a global speaker. We have Bishop Michael Konko from Nigeria, in his late 70s at the moment, but carries a punch for today. And it's important just to see this generational speakers with a lot of experience, wealth of experience, and all passionate about our continent, all passionate about Christ, all passionate about the Word of God. And so they come in with that drive, with that energy. And because of the historical association with the conference, they're always able to declare what has to be declared, because they are not new, they are familiar, they know what's going on, and they're pushing the same thing for each one of us. And they also are a cohesive team, so you don't have an incoherent message. One person says this, and it's opposite what the other person is saying. Sometimes it happens in conferences, everybody pursuing a different agenda. But this is a team that has worked together for so long, and so they bring a lot of strength to God's people.
And for God's people, how do we position ourselves to catch the word in season? How do we prepare for this?
Well, I suppose that for most people who will attend, they've been doing 40 days of fasting, so their spirits are alert and their minds are alert, so they can discern when God is speaking a word to them, either through a song that is ministered or through hymn that is sung, or through a message from a preacher, or they just praying about it and hearing from God. God speaks to us in many ways. So I suppose that they've prayed. But even if they didn't fast and pray with us, we have fasted and prayed for each one, that everyone who comes would hear something clearly from the Lord. And all those who listen, either on social media, on radio, television, will hear something from God. It may not be the length of the message. It may just be a phrase. It may be a concept, maybe an idea that just resonates with you. And at that moment, you know, this is for me and I can work with it. And that's how God speaks to each one of us.
And for yourself as conference host, how are you also preparing to give to us as you also receive from God?
Well, as conference hosts, you are dual, because you are also thinking about the larger picture, how the conference is organized, the organization, and all the details that go into it. And then you are thinking of what message do I preach when I've preached to my congregation for so long throughout this year? What new thing is coming up? And sometimes the new thing is the old thing repeated. And sometimes it's something new. So I spend time really, especially during this time of fasting, praying for God to guide me and to order my thoughts and my ideas so that I can latch on to something on his heart for his people that I can confidently articulate, and that his people will hear it and it will help them to become the people he wants them to be.
Pastor Otabo, please take us through what to expect from July 31 to August 4.
Well, our 40 days of power ends on July 31st. So the first day of Greater Works is also the last day of 40 days of power. And so the two events are always married together. And normally I open the conference, so I will be the first speaker and I will bring a word. We will celebrate communion together. It's symbolic to say that the fast is over, so we take Holy Communion together. But it's Holy Communion is not just a church ritual, but it's also a way for us to remember Christ and for him to be real in our lives and be present in our gatherings. So I will do that. And then from the next day, we're going to have morning and evening sessions, and the speakers would be speaking. And most of the evenings, we'll have two speakers. We'll have what we call a double header. And so this year, we're going to push the speakers a lot more for them to minister to us a lot more. And then there's going to be amazing music, phenomenal praise and worship. Our praise and worship teams in all our churches come to minister. And it's just an amazing experience to be in that atmosphere of spiritual worship and spiritual music.
It's not just evening session, but also morning session.
Morning sessions as well. So we have double speakers for both mornings and evenings. So it's quite loaded.
Beyond the communion, beyond the anointing, and beyond the declaration of blessings upon the congregation and all those who attend, what's that one desire that you want to see to be transformed in the lives of all who attend Greater Works Conference?
Well, I trust that everybody would have their individual experience, an experience that they can call their own, something that they can say, you know, God spoke to me, God ministered to me, God touched me, the Holy Spirit touched me. I have this thing that I know without any shadow of doubt that I've heard from God and I've received something from the Lord. Now, for each person, it will be different, you know, but that certainty that in this moment of my life, I have a word from God, I have an experience from God that will carry me for the next phase of my life. And that would be my expectation for everybody.
Okay. Beyond the five-day conference, the real challenge which lies ahead is continuing to fight the good fight of faith after Greater Works Conference. How do we continue to fight the good fight of faith to continue Greater Works in our everyday life?
Well, we always encourage people that, you know, in a conference, so much happens, and it's back-to-back, and it's happening very quickly, that sometimes you think you've caught everything, but you haven't caught it. So we always encourage people, revisit the messages, listen to them over and over in whatever form, whether on YouTube, Facebook, MP4, whatever form you capture it, listen to it over and over. At least listen to every message at least 3 times because you would be amazed what you missed. And so stay in that atmosphere a little longer. Don't just cut off and say, oh, I've gotten everything. But stay in that atmosphere. Listen to the message, listen to the music all over again. And just let your mind and your spirit soak in. So the month of August should be a month for renewing what you have received so that you don't lose it. Because Satan's number one job is to take the seed that fell by the wayside and pick it out. And there's a lot that can be lost because we don't apply and avert our minds to what God has deposited in us.
For many people, they're in a really dark moment and they're wondering whether God will indeed come through and break through for them. I want you to give them a message of hope.
Life has always been tough. Life is never easy. This biblical account of creation sets the tone for life. It says, then darkness was upon the face of the deep. The earth is without form and void. Darkness is upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God is moving. And that's the brilliant thing. That the Spirit of God is moving, although things are dark. And people have to understand that just because things are dark and life is difficult, it doesn't mean God has abandoned us. The Spirit of God is moving. And then the story in Genesis says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God speaks to us in the dark moments of our lives and bring light to us. But that light comes from His Word. And that's where the preaching of the Word is so critical to the bringing of light. And then the Bible says, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Normally when we talk about day, we say day and night, but the Bible talks about night and day. It presumes that there will be darkness. It presumes that things will be tough, that we're not always going to have it easy, but it also proposes that there will be light. So in the fact of darkness, there is light. And for everybody in the dark spot of their life, I would say that you are all right. Because that's how things begin. But God speaks and He brings light, and the light brings transformation. And it doesn't end the story. Because you're going to go to day 2, and it will still be evening and morning. There will always be dark spots, and then there is light, and there is dark spot, and there is light, and there is dark spot, and there is light. That's how we deal with life. And if we think it's always going to be light and there'll be no problem and everything will be perfect, we are not dealing with the truth of Scripture. There will be darkness, but God will give us the light. Mm-hmm. And I believe Greater Works is one of those moments when God gives us light and brings light to us. And if you come in, you can expect that God would say, let there be light to your situation, and there will be light. Mm-hmm.
Look, now I'm giving you the opportunity to invite everyone, people from all walks of life, to come to Greater Works 2023.
Well, you know, Greater Works has been going on for decades, and we take it as our church's program, but it goes beyond our church. It is a church for the Christian community. It is a church for the African community. It is a program for the Christian community. It is a program for the African community. It is a program for each one of us. So you can participate and you can come in to our event venue, which is our church's auditorium in Accra, Ateshi, and you can look for the directions and be there. You will meet a throng of people who are excited about life, and who want to have victory in life. And you can be part of that throng of people. So you're welcome, be part of it, and let this moment be a moment of transformation, of renewal, of refreshment to you. If life has been dark, light is coming, and God is going to speak to you a special word for you and you alone. Let there be light. There will be light.
Indeed, there will be light. Thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to the General Overseer of the International Central Gospel Church, as well as conference host of Greater Works 2023. So do mark a date in your calendar. It's July 31 to August 4. See you there.
Prepare yourself for an unparalleled experience of divine revelation and spiritual empowerment. Greater Works 2023. Speakers, Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, Bishop Mike Okonkwo, and your host, Pastor Mensah Otabil. Date, Monday, 31st July to Friday, 4th August. Morning sessions from Tuesday, 1st August to Friday, 4th August. Time, 9 a.m. Evening sessions. Time, 5 p.m. each night. Venue, Christ Temple East, Teshi. Visit gwcentral.org for more details. Greater Works. Ignite your faith. Transform your life. Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otabil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otabil. Email otabil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.